The United States and Britain on Sunday blamed Iran for a drone attack last week on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman that killed two people. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, "We are confident that Iran conducted this attack." The top U.S. diplomat said there was no justification for the attack on the Mercer Street oil tanker in the North Arabian Sea. Blinken said the attack threatens freedom of navigation through this, what he called a crucial waterway, international shipping and commerce, and the lives of those on the vessels involved. He said the United States is consulting with allies and governments in the Middle East, in his words, on an appropriate response, which will be forthcoming. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said, "We believe this attack was deliberate, targeted, and a clear violation of international law by Iran. No one has claimed responsibility." Earlier Sunday, a spokesman for the Iranian Foreign Ministry said allegations that Iran carried out the attack were baseless. The U.S., Britain, and Israel have yet to display physical evidence from the strike or other information indicating why they blame Iran. The United States military has confirmed that it carried out another airstrike against al-Shabaab militants. It was the third airstrike in less than 2 weeks. Sunday's strike was in support of Somali government forces. The Somali government earlier reported the strike was in an area where federal and U.S.-trained forces were fighting the militants. There was no word on whether militants were injured or killed. Both the United States and the Somali government said there were no civilian casualties. Al-Shabaab, however, said in a statement that the U.S. did not succeed in Sunday's fighting. VOA News. Myanmar's junta chief said Sunday that elections will be held and a state of emergency lifted by August 2023, extending the military's initial timeline given when it deposed its civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi 6 months ago. The country has been in turmoil since the army ousted her in February, launching a bloody crackdown that has killed more than 900 people, according to a local monitoring group. The general's announcement would place Myanmar in the military's grip for nearly 2.5 years instead of the initial one-year timeline the army announced days after the coup. The State Administration Council, as the junta calls itself, also announced in a separate statement that junta leader Min Aung Hlaing had been appointed as the prime minister of the caretaker government. The army has justified its power grab by alleging massive fraud during 2020 elections, which were won by Suu Kyi's party. Last week, the junta canceled the results of the polls, announcing it had uncovered more than 11 million instances of voter fraud. But the Asian Network for Free Elections Monitoring Group has said the vote was, by and large, representative of the will of the people. U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said on Sunday he does not expect the United States will return to lockdowns despite the growing risks of COVID-19 infections posed by the Delta variant. Fauci told ABC he thinks enough Americans are vaccinated to avoid numbers seen last winter, but not enough to crush the outbreak. The surge in Delta variant cases is rattling the globe. Parts of Asia that were previously relatively successful in containing COVID-19, such as the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam, are now locking down hotspots. Some are pushing back against new restrictions. Beginning Monday, army personnel will help police Australia's biggest city, Sydney, checking that people who have tested positive are isolating. And in France, where the government is fighting a fourth wave of infections, thousands of people protested for a third weekend in a row against the introduction of a mandatory health pass proving vaccination or a recent negative test that will be required for entry into many public venues. And thousands of German anti-lockdown demonstrators defied a court-ordered protest ban on Sunday and gathered in the streets of Berlin, resulting in scuffles with police. They say some protesters harassed and attacked officers and ignored roadblocks, disrupting traffic in parts of Germany's capital. You can find more on this and all of the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.